Welcome to Atlantic Bushcraft Adventures, episode 148, goals for the new year. As we were just saying, sorry about the audio issues. Robert will not be joining us in video, but I believe he's actually listening. So if anyone wants to...
There, it's perfect. Okay. Sorry about that. We'll
start over.
welcome to Atlantic Bushcraft Adventures, episode 148, goals for the new year. As we were just saying, sorry about the audio issues.
Sorry. Robert normally handles all this stuff, and he's way better at this than I am. I figure out a few things as I go. But so, as we were saying, Robert is on the chat. So if anyone wants to throw things out, let him know. He'll let me know if I'm getting any of this right or if I have audio. We're going to talk about our goals for the year, what we are hoping to do, what we will be doing this year. So as Melissa just said, she didn't get out at all last year of camping. Nope. Now we did get out for a few hikes and stuff, but no overnight trips, no canoe trips, nope. Things like that. So we have lots of excuses, and we're not going to list them.
No,
but we were
reasons.
Busy.
Reasons, not excuses.
We did have a busy year last year, and we're happy with our successes from last year, but it is what it is. This year, we're hoping to get out quite a bit more. To be honest, I've already talked today already with two or three people about trips we're hoping to do this year. Cape Chinecto has been mentioned. Kedgy's been mentioned. We have, just in exploring and stuff we did last year, located four or five sites that we would love to visit this year again. Last year, I managed to do 3 Mile Lake for, I think, 4 nights, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that was just this fall.
And it was beautiful, and I'm hoping to get Melissa back there and try that. You have an interesting goal for camping.
I do. So I get out usually quite a bit, and I've done overnights in canoes and overnights in kayaks, but my goal this summer is to do an overnighter on the stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah. So to help her with this, one of her Christmas gifts is actually some more lashings so she can lash more gear to the paddleboard. I think it's going to be interesting.
I don't want to lose my gear.
No, sure. Because it is a relatively light piece of gear.
It is. It's easy to carry in one hand. So I throw a backpack on, paddleboard under my arm, and down the trail.
Yeah.
As long as the trails aren't too challenging.
Yeah.
It has to be easy, like portages at Kedgy and stuff would be pretty doable with a paddleboard.
It's more awkward than heavy by far.
Yes, definitely more awkward than heavy. Yeah.
So just because there is a handle in the middle, so you can get your hand around it. It's going to bounce around and be uncomfortable. You have to stop for the odd break, but it should be pretty good. And it has basically no depth to it, so you only need a couple inches of water and you can go with that thing. So it should get you a lot of interesting spots. So definitely one
of
the goals. I think another huge goal we have this year is to get more video. I'm horrible for it. Those who've camped with me know that I consider myself the world's worst YouTuber. In the fact that I get out and I forget to video anything. I take no pictures, no video. My last trip, I got a lot of photos, and I was really proud of myself for that. And we do have some more equipment, but we do have a lot. We have our phones and some cameras, action-style cameras, microphones. And we've got the tools. Another fun toy that I'm just learning to use. I'll talk about that maybe in a later episode, but we have the tools, we have the technology, so we should be able to do it. It's just getting down to doing it.
It's getting in the habit of doing it.
Yeah.
While you're on the trail.
Setting time to do it. And I've always said this is one of the challenges to... is it an inflatable paddle?
Yes, it is an inflatable one, but they're surprisingly rigid once they're up to full PSI.
Yeah.
They are, yeah.
And the nice thing is, it takes a few minutes to inflate. Not a lot of time. It is hard work to inflate one. But anyone,
less than 10 minutes, but you say it is a bit of a workout.
Yeah. Anyone who ever gets one, like, you could pull this in a car, like, strapped up. It's still a big thing. I wouldn't strap it to the back of my motorcycle. Not that you couldn't. You definitely could, but I wouldn't. But almost anything bigger than a motorcycle, no problem. Or if you have a small trailer behind your motorcycle, you could. It's pretty small, light. It's just awkward.
Well, and also if you just have a small car,
yeah,
it bundles up into a large backpack. The bag actually has shoulder straps. So you could throw it in the trunk of a little tiny car, like a Civic or something, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't have a vehicle that you can strap, or the provisions to strap a kayak or a canoe to your roof, or in a trailer or the bed of a truck, and inflate it at the trailhead.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is always a goal of ours, to do more trips. And sometimes it's more possible than others, but that is definitely our goal this year, is to get more trips out. And like we said, to video it and take more photos and maybe post more of these on our channels and on our social media. So me and Robert both have quite a bit of social media that we've built up for this channel, and we haven't utilized all of it to its full potential by any means. It's been a huge learning curve for us, and as much as we may appear to be technological gurus, anyone that actually knows us knows that this is not true. We are functional at best. But we do enjoy it, and we love getting out. Are there some more skills? This is another thing I want to talk about, new skills that we would like to learn. I think there always is some. I'm going to continue improving on my fire lighting skills. I want to get into friction, potentially, and I also want to maybe see if I can get a bit more of a chance to actually do some flint napping. I want to play with that a little bit. I don't know, you know, I've always come up with reasons why I haven't done much with it. And the big one is I just don't want to leave sharp shards around for the kids. My kids are getting big enough now that I think I can choose a corner to do this in and tell them, don't play there. And they might not actually go getting cut. Where up until a few years ago, the youngest one would definitely end up crawling through it, and I would be... Yeah.
That kind of makes me think of another goal for the year. Mm-hmm. We got a rock tumbler for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I think one of our goals should be to fill the barrel full of rocks that we find on the trails or beaches or anything, and tumble our own rocks instead of just buying the kits online.
Oh, yeah. And that's something that me and my oldest daughter, she's really into rocks and minerals and stuff, is to choose some of our sites based on the potential rocks for the area. So we're going to do some research. We're going to start going on to the sites.
And what kid doesn't love finding pretty rocks?
Yeah.
On the trails or the campsites. I mean, all three of our kids love doing that.
Yes. All the pockets in my SUV are full of random rocks they pick up at places.
Yeah.
So, and we both might struggle a little with the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of us a bit more than the other, Robert. So those are some goals there. We really want to build the channel. Both me and Robert have talked about this. We've had a lot of meetings. So these are things we're going to do by trying to get out more, producing more video. One of the things over and above the podcast, what we're hoping to do, and we're not going to commit to anything yet, is to post more videos that are just directly related to outings and things we're doing individually to capture this. Because although we get out and do a lot of this stuff, we haven't been recording it the way we'd like to. So potentially even a few gear reviews, favorite pieces of gear we use. We've never really, except for one small exception, had any products given to us to review. But we do have products we really like, and products we want to see, you know, shown so that people can see. Department of Geology in New Glasgow should have some maps. Yes, Robert. I believe I've been on their website, and there is some interesting things. And there's also a couple of books that are related to that I may purchase or obtain. So that's always something good to do. We're going to grow the channel, and the big part of that is by getting more content out there and improving the quality of the content. So that's the other skill. Not a bushcraft skill per se, but I want to get better at my videography and better at my photography. And I've often played, and Melissa will back me up on this, there's been a couple of days where I've just disappeared into canoe and just played with my camera for hours on end, taking pictures of lilies and anything else I can find on the lake. So I really want to get into that and do more of that and really hone my skills with that, because I've gone out with some guys that are really good at it, and it does take a bit of practice to get good, but when you get good, you can get kind of, I wouldn't say fast, but efficient at taking these videos and stuff. You can plan your shots and know what to do with the lighting. Right now I'm complete noob, so I'll literally go for each ISO and each shutter speed, and taking one photo might actually mean taking 45 photos and trying to figure out what worked and working that in. So that's something I want to play with. And then to get on top of that, filters and lenses and all kinds of other things. So that's something.
What about a goal trip that you have? Is it a place you want to go in Nova Scotia, say a week, long weekend? What would be your top pick for your goal for the year?
Well, we already mentioned Cape Chinecto.
That's just strictly a hiking one.
That is a hiking one.
Yeah.
There are quite a few rivers in general that I'd like to do, but honestly, either the Tangiers or the Tobiatic. Neither of which I've really explored yet, but I've seen a ton of video. I'd like to get into those two areas. And the other area would be back to the Highlands.
Yeah, well, we tried to do one hike.
Fishing Cove.
Fishing Cove was the name of it, yeah.
Yeah.
We got partway down the mountain and realized we didn't have enough daylight for a day hike, so we turned around.
Yes, we left later than we should have. The book we were using, I think their timings were a little
underestimated the length of the trail for sure.
And maybe we were much further than we thought, but we got to a point where we said, if we don't turn around now, it'll be dark by the time we get back. When we got back, it was probably dark within 45 minutes to an hour. So we were happy with the fact that we turned around. Even had we gone further and gotten there, we wouldn't have been able to explore.
That's right.
So that's a hike that's a good one. Been huge on my list for over 10 years, right? Pollitt's Cove, yes. That's a good place to hit. I don't think we've been there, no. Heard a lot about it.
I couldn't tell you where that is, honestly.
We've been exploring Nova Scotia now together for almost 19 years. And honestly can say we haven't seen everything we want to see by any means. There's also a really good chance that next year we will spend at least a few days in Newfoundland. Grosse Morne area, which has always been a favorite of ours. We've been there for a week in one spell.
We have to get better at videoing so that we definitely gather that trip.
Yes, yes.
Grosse Morne is absolutely stunning.
Yeah. So that's always been a favorite. But, you know, beauty in the woods has never been hard to find. It's just taking the time to really enjoy it. And that's what we want to get at. We want to get really good as a couple and as a podcast or a YouTube channel. Me and Robert both, I think, want to get better at sharing these experiences with people.
I think, too, not just a couple, but a family.
Family,
because
yes.
We've had our three girls on overnight weekend trips in kayaks.
Yes.
But we've never had them on strictly a hiking trip.
Not all three, no.
Not all three.
Yeah.
And I think that would be something, because we always tend to go in boats. They might be getting a bit tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a new experience for them, I think, should be a goal this year, is to get out and just pack on your back and walk in.
Yeah. One of my favorites I'd love to get back to, and we haven't done it in a few years, and we used to do it, or I've done it quite a few times now, is Devil's Falls, is it? Economy Falls?
Oh, up on Economy.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a beautiful spot.
I think I've only hiked that one once, and that was a near disaster with that people we were with.
Yeah, Robert's stated here, so for the people who don't watch our YouTube channel to listen to the comments, he's mentioned his ATV outings. So Robert has an ATV, and he does a lot of ATV trips. He enjoys that, and it's a great way to explore the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I also have my SUV, which is kind of being set up for this type of stuff. I won't be able to get everywhere he can with his ATV, but then again, I can get places he probably wouldn't get his ATV simply because I can drive the highway to get to it. So, you know, two awesome ways to explore the outdoors. Gary's here must be near 30 years since I've been to GM.
Gross Morn,
yes.
I think the...
So you're due for another trip, Gary. That's what you're telling.
We'll just get a big group of people and we'll head over and...
Surprisingly, it wouldn't be that hard.
No,
I've already had a few friends mention when I go that they would love to join me. So, it's maybe something that we can really look at. Maybe not necessarily this year, but I'm definitely not knocking it out. The opportunity to get out and do these things. Atlantic Canada, I mean, that's kind of where we base most of our stuff, has a ton of stuff to do. Well, Robert, I will be taking you up on that for sure. So there may be another ATV available for me to use. So.
There
you go. Again, the plan is to get out more places to explore in more ways. So ways that we have been doing and we will continue to doing is boats, canoes, kayaks, paddleboard.
Paddleboard
is one we haven't done. We only have the one.
We only have one at
the moment, but that doesn't say that wouldn't change necessarily. It isn't a plan yet. Then we have snow. We have snowshoes. We'll hope to get the kids out. I mean, they're potentially calling for snow this weekend, so maybe we'll get out.
Yeah.
We have the sled for moving gear. It was a big upgrade that we did last year. My economy version of it didn't really work out well. And the Noma style Canadian Tire home hardware.
Kids sled.
Apparently doesn't really do well with load going up and down bumps, and when the nose kept digging in, the next thing you know, the front end shattered off, and I ended up having to drag it back out of the woods in pieces. Not a desirable outcome for that particular piece of gear. We're going to hope to get out in snowshoes with the sled. I'm hoping to do at least a couple of winter trips, overnighters. I strongly see that happening sometime maybe this month, most likely February and March. Then in the spring, definitely going to be getting a few boat trips into different areas, get some hikes going, right up through the summer and into the fall, and then back into this type of stuff.
No comment there.
We got 7 grandkids snowshoeing for Christmas this year. Oh,
nice.
Nice. That was our gift to us. Three winters ago?
Three years ago.
My mother bought us all snowshoes. The ones we got were, I like to call it the Newfoundland style. I think they call them bear paw, but they're a wire rim with a fishing twine wrapped around it, and they work great. I don't know what yours, Scott, are, but snowshoes, yes, awesome. We enjoy them. Unfortunately, here in Nova Scotia, we just don't often get enough snow for them. But when we do get a chance, we did. And last year, I would say it was around this time of year, we had a pretty good snowfall. And I proceeded to get my SUV stuck right away, and then we went snowshoeing.
Right.
And it was we killed a whole day in it. So, yeah, you know, it's really fun. And we didn't have to go far. So when you get it, it's great. You can explore, have a lot of fun. And, you know, nothing beats up what we used to call the boil-up growing up. Is when you go in the woods and you just take a small stove or get a small fire and a pot and some tea, some hot chocolate. Yukon Charlie's. I'll have to look that up.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right, so you kind of got off track and you're talking about like plans for the year instead of like goals, or is a snowshoe trip actually a goal? Because we do one every year.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'd like to, it is a goal and to definitely get to do one. But I want to video it better this
video,
time.
So yeah,
we're
going to
get
falls
some,
under that goal.
Yeah, we're going to get some shots of that because I think that's an awesome thing to show is the family getting out for a trip like that and getting some shots of them having the hot chocolate, making, you know, maybe a snow fort or snowman or
shot of me falling down, more than likely.
Well, I'm sure that'll happen, but
it always does. Right?
You know, there is, and I don't think anyone will deny this. There's, you know, even if you hate snow, fresh snow on the trees is a gorgeous scene. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is, and sound travels different in the winter, so it's quieter, and it's just a really nice experience. So I want to get that. I want to get some video of that. I want to get some photos. I want to get that put together, and you know, get some opportunity to get out and do that. Fishing. We haven't really done a ton of stuff with fishing lately, and I'd like to get back to that. Robert still has to show me how to properly fish. See if he makes a comment on that one. But me and Robert have gotten out in the past. I'd like to get out again. Last year, I don't think I did more than a handful of... I got the rod out maybe a handful of times. We did spend a ton of time at our cabin on the lake, but we were busy. We were working almost constantly this year, or last year. So hopefully this year we're really going to get to enjoy that.
And that wasn't the plan, to work all summer. We were going to work in the spring, but COVID kind of put a wrench into that. Mm-hmm. Really screwed up our whole summer, as I'm sure it did with many people.
Fishing would be good. Ouch. Yes. So anyone who's been listening to this for any time, I do like to rib. Yes, yes, Gary, I'm sure you will. I do like to rib Robert for his fishing ability. The reality is, though, as much as I like to make fun, Gary, Robert is probably an adequate fisherman. He just had poor luck with me. Similar to anyone who goes ice fishing with me, it just simply means if I'm not there, there will be no fish. In the summer, spring, fall, I can catch fish. But yeah, forget it in ice. Gary can back you up. I killed his ice fishing. That was not successful. And I fished with some pretty good people. I would like to get out for more shore, I think. Yeah, no, it's a challenge. I would like to, and I'm going to either have to fix or purchase a fly rod. I have all the fly gear, and that's one thing I do want to work on this year. I have ready access to feathers this year, so that's pretty good.
Yep.
I'm going to start making flies and start fly fishing again. I did do it in my teens and got away from it, so I'm close to 20 years out of date, but I think I could pick it up pretty quick, and it's a very relaxing thing. And it's a good excuse to get out to some spots where you might not normally go. And I think in most places, fly fishing allows you to fish in spots where you can't with a cast spinner, things like that. So it's always a fun thing to switch it up with. So that's one of my goals. So we have a lot.
It's a lot of goals.
No doubt. But the overall goals, I think, are to grow the channel by getting more content out there and getting you guys involved and in videos and really showing you what it's all about. And I'm hoping that we hit things that really, you know, encourage you guys to get there. And doing this with friends. I mean, there's a few here now. Doing it more fishing is a goal. I don't know if anyone does more fishing than you. Gary, so Nova Scotia Yak Fisher Outdoors is a awesome fisherman. He has his own channel. Check him out. He's also been featured on TV. I want to say Discovery. Was it Discovery?
Have no idea.
He'll explain it.
He'll pop a comment up with what it
for
is.
Sure. But I do know he, he was shown, at least. I don't know if he was a star of any of the shows, but he was definitely in them for fishing for Atlantic Canada this year. And he is an awesome fisherman. And he showed me the first Gaspro that I've ever caught, which was, is it Gaspro to call it? The big, it's not rocket.
Chain pickerel?
Pickerel in Gaspro Lake. So.
I was surprised I knew that because I don't really care about fishing.
Hey, Sportsman Canada, World Fishing Network, yes. So, check them out. He's one of, if not the, not a star. Oh, you're a star. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's probably one of the best, you know, anglers I've ever fished with, and I've fished with a few good ones. But it's always good to get out and see how people do it. And, you know, my goal is to catch a bigger fish than him this year while we're out together. Just because then I consider it a win all year.
Not gonna happen.
Don't bet on it. Don't bet.
Not gonna happen.
I have access to an awesome lake, and he knows it. Yeah, he came to visit me once 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, and every morning he'd send me a picture. He stayed like 3 nights. He spent every morning, he sent me a picture like 7 o'clock before I even crawled out of bed of a gorgeous fish bigger than I thought was in the lake. So yeah, he can do it. So those are kind of our goals. If there's any goals you'd like to see us reach or anything you'd like to see us put up, let us know. You know, the trips, getting out on the trips has not been our biggest struggle. Maybe for my wife this year, last year it was. We always had other things on the go, kids, you know, it's our reasons.
Life.
But the goal really is to get the video, get the pictures, get stuff out there to sort of, was it pics if it didn't happen or it didn't happen type thing?
Yeah. Need the proof.
And get the proof. So, you know, I had the toys. That's not the struggle. It's just sitting down and doing it. And getting a little better, more efficient, putting time together for the editing. Because shooting the video is less than half the work. The editing of the videos can take 4 to 5 times, I think, is a norm than the actual shooting. So 1 hour of video on YouTube generally is 5 to 8 hours worth of editing before it gets uploaded. You can do it in less, a lot of people do, but it shows, right? When you take the time to edit it right, it makes a big difference. So you have any goals for the family? Like places you'd like to see the family go or for the kids? Like you said, hiking?
The one goal I would say for family, including the three kids, would be at least a one-night hiking trip. I don't have a spot in mind specifically. Of course, the first thing always in my head is Kedgy, because I love being at Kedgy.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of other spots in Nova Scotia to go.
Yeah.
So, but that's my goal for family.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
For me, it was the overnight on the stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah, and I got a few good spots that I'm sure we can hit for that.
And I think that would make a really good video, too.
It would, especially if you
on
fall
the paddleboard
at least once.
I'm going to practice in the lake first, balancing my gear, to see if I can even do it with all my gear on the board.
So if anyone's done this, if anyone's added the pads, because we have the tie-down pads, but it didn't actually come with an adhesive. So if anyone can suggest a really good adhesive for adhering these pads, because we have the right pads. They're really nice with like D-rings on them.
Nice D-rings.
And
tons of bungee cord with it.
Yeah. I am interested if you know the proper adhesive for it. Obviously, we don't want to damage it, but we do want to do it right and put that down. Because that really... And the other toy that we kind of got for you to play with is a sail.
Oh, a sail. Yes, a sail for the paddleboard or a kayak.
So if we can get her to
sail across the lake
with that thing, we'll definitely get a video for that. And that'll make a good video or at least a couple of nice photos. And hopefully we can get some unique angles on that this year.
It'd be nice to sail down the lake with all my gear on the paddleboard and just have to hold the sail.
Yeah.
And not do any work. It'd be nice.
I would like to see potentially getting to those southern lakes. There was a couple of beaches. I call it Southern Lakes in Kedgy, but there was a couple of...
The beach site on the island.
Yeah, there was an island with a nice beach. And did it have a shelter?
No.
No, one of them did, but not that one. Yeah. So something like that. Getting into some of these unique sites in Kedgy, some of the ones that are a little less, I think, traveled or done would be good. Yeah, Robert, we'll have to get you down, and we're gonna try a few things at the lake. So that's another thing is we're gonna really, it's a kind of a goal. I hope to get us some video. We have access to our own cabin, so hopefully get some friends and stuff down, and we'll get some video and some trips and play around. Yes, yeah, as long as the wind is working with you,
definitely.
You can work your way into the wind, I'm told. There is a process for that. I'm going to try and learn that. Getting out, enjoying is the main goal. I think I've covered that. So that is our plans for this year. Expect more from us. If you don't see it, push us.
Send messages.
Harass. I don't really have, other than the fact that I'm expected to show up to work 5 days a week, have an excuse not to get out. I am fortunate. This is generally pretty open to letting me get out. I don't have to go I don't think the physics on that works, Scott, but I'm willing to try. I have a cordless leaf blower, and I'm willing to try.
That would make a good video, too. Just you trying to do that.
If you want a real fun video, me and my buddy Chris, I don't see him on here, I'm sure he's probably listening, we had the kids' solo kayaks out. And if you want to see funny, it's two full-grown men trying to paddle around on a
six-foot
kayak that is designed for like 120 pounds max, and that is hilarious. As I was chatting with him tonight, if there's something foolish and it's there, I'm probably going to try it. So that's why we kind of insist on relatively good gear, because the cheap stuff apparently won't survive. So those are our goals. We're going to get out video shots, share more stuff, and really try to improve the quality of what you guys are going to see, and the quality and quantity together. So look forward to that. Really sort of push us if you think we're not living up to that expectation, because it never hurts. But that's our goals, and we're looking forward to this new year. I am hoping that the opportunities will be great. Is there video?
Yes, there is video.
We'll send it to you. We know you'll get it edited and put up shortly. I don't know, is it a lot of videos?
A few minutes. Couple videos each, few minutes long. Yeah.
Not for the faint of heart. Probably, two guys in swimsuits, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I know it was a little bit of rambling and stuff, and we did miss Robert's voice and face, but that's the thing. We've always enjoyed this. We hope to get out more. We're going to improve our skills, obviously, get more video out. And I'm going to... thank you guys for joining us tonight. Hopefully Robert's feeling better next week. And if not, I will have something planned just in case. But... this is 148. I mean, we're really close to 150, which seems like a milestone number to me.
It does.
And only a few shows after that, we hit our full 3 years. So with close to 3 years in, I'm impressed with what we've managed to accomplish. We've missed, I think, 0 weeks since we started. Me or Robert have missed a handful, but...
Not both of you on the same week.
Never both of us on the same week. Mm-hmm. And we've managed to broadcast for some interesting locations to do it. And we hope to continue that streak. And we're hoping to get some more stuff posted up. So keep an eye out. Let us know what works, what doesn't. And we hope to see you guys again next week. Bye, thank you.
Bye.